coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and Pam. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Give us a listen at lydiamediallc.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is brought to you by United Piping, serving residential and commercial customers with new installations and repairs. Call today and schedule your oil and gas boiler cleanings at 754-4556. UPI, the best plumbers around. And by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption, when it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it! At 6 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupertsbeverage.com. And remember, the holiday party starts at Rupert's.
All the parties.
All the parties start at Rupert's. It is your party headquarters.
Yay!
Let's take a look at some headlines for Monday, November 25th.
The Sun Journal reports that a pickup truck caught fire on Route 4 near the Bear Pond Road intersection in Turner yesterday morning. A propane tank in the bed of the truck exploded due to the fire and ammunition inside the truck discharged. There were no reported injuries. The cause of the fire is unknown.
I have questions.
I do too.
I have so many questions and also some theories.
Sounds like a movie scene.
It really does.
Yeah. Senator Susan Collins will soon be named chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee after current leader Mitch McConnell announced he will relinquish the role. The committee holds jurisdiction over all discretionary spending for the federal government, making Collins one of the most powerful lawmakers in Congress.
Auburn Water and Sewage Districts will be repaving a section of Court Street today and tomorrow, weather permitting. Both westbound lanes of Court Street from Pleasant Street to Turner Street will be closed, and traffic will be detoured right by our office. The city is asking...
Wave when you go by.
Yeah, say beep, beep. The city is asking drivers to avoid the area if possible and not to block intersections.
And the Franco Center Board of Directors named Teresa Shanahan as its new executive director. Shanahan is an Auburn resident who also serves as the center's director of events. She has over 6 years of experience in the nonprofit sector as executive and development director of the Maine Ski and Snowboard Museum.
What's the weather like, Pam?
The weather. It's getting cold.
I don't love it.
Sunny today with a high of 45 and a low of 32. Rain tomorrow with a high of 44 and partly sunny on Wednesday with highs in the mid-40s. Mm. We didn't get as much rain last week as they were predicting.
No, they were saying rain straight through Thursday to Sunday.
It did not.
It really didn't. We got a couple sprinkles.
Do we need to talk about the Patriots?
Lydia was off this week.
She was off.
She went 1-1. She got the over-under.
She got the over-under.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I guess we could talk about it.
So we were watching, and it was, I don't know what the score was. It was high.
Why were you watching?
It was 20, high 20-something to zero. I'm like, can we change this? I'm like, it's actually painful. So we changed it. And then we flipped it back, and they had scored 15 points. I was like, oh, see, that was the problem. We were watching.
You were watching. Well, for those of you who don't know, the Patriots lost to the Miami Dolphins 34-15 yesterday. The 3-9 Pats will host the 5-7 Indianapolis Colts on Sunday afternoon for what will likely be an abysmal game.
If you like football, there are other games.
There are other things to do.
Yeah. Or Patriots. I don't think that 3-9 record is going to translate into a postseason run for them.
Probably not. So.
Maybe some good draft picks,
yeah,
though.
Probably not. But Lydia did go 1-1 this weekend. She did pick the Pats, but she hit the over-under. So Lydia is now 2-1 in picking teams and 2-1 in the over-under, which is impressive.
So her standings are better than the Patriots.
Yes, yes. Lydia's killing it. Her winning percentage is off the charts.
That's awesome.
Jaylen Brown's game-high 29 points led the Celtics over the Minnesota Timberwolves 107-105. Boston's homestand continues against the LA Clippers tonight at 7:30.
And the Bruins, who are doing a little bit better this past week, are going to host the Vancouver Canucks tomorrow night.
How do you like that new coach?
I don't know yet, really.
He's 2-0.
I'm excited for Monty, though.
Yeah.
Kicked right up by the St. Louis Blues,
yes.
You called it. He was like, bam, snapped right up. They let their
coach
go.
5 days after getting canned, He gets another head coaching job.
Yeah.
The Maine Nordiques split a pair of games with the New Jersey Titans over the weekend, winning Friday 8-3 and losing Saturday 4-3 in overtime. Mm. Not too shabby. They still got 3 out of 4 points over the weekend.
Well, good.
The Nords visit the New Hampshire Mountain Kings on Wednesday night.
The NA3 Nordiques beat the Northeast Generals 2-0 on Friday night and will visit the Norwich Sea Captains this afternoon at 12:30.
And Kylie Spugnardi scored a natural hat trick just over 7 minutes into the first period and finished the game with 5 goals to lead the CMCC women's ice hockey team over St. Joseph's 8-1.
Oh, solid trouncing.
That's a trouncing. The Mustang women's basketball team beat Bryant and Stratton Albany 90-53.
Another trouncing.
Yes. Yeah, so the
Mark, will you explain natural hat trick?
Sure. Natural hat trick is 3 goals in a row rather than like scattered throughout the game.
Yeah. Okay. Just like bam, cool. Bam, bam.
Yep. Nice. Yeah, and this one, 7 minutes into the first period, she scored 3 goals.
She was started the game. She came in hot.
She got it out of the way.
She's like, you know what I want to do today?
Score.
That's Skawa. Right.
That's right. That is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it is time for the podcast segment that is
Sleeping
the Twin Cities. It's weird when it's just the three of us because we don't get any weird looks from our guests.
I know. No one here to judge.
Time for famous people birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's famous people birthdays. It's famous people birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for November the 25th, shall we?
Let's.
Christina Applegate.
Oh, I love her.
53 today.
Yeah.
She became a superstar with Married with Children, playing Kelly Bundy for 10 years.
She's had a rough couple of years.
She has.
Does she have MS?
She has MS.
Yeah.
Did you watch that series, Dead to Me?
I didn't. I would like to, but when it came out, I was not in the right headspace to get into something like that. Gotcha. But I like both of those actresses very, very much.
Yes.
So it is something that I want to get back to.
It was good. And then of the last season where Christina's health was diminishing, it was almost hard to watch because you could see she was sitting a lot and but it was a very good series. I liked it.
Another one of her series that I loved was Samantha Who.
I haven't seen it.
Oh my gosh, she was a terrible person who something, I don't remember how it happened, but she's a terrible person who gets amnesia. She's in a coma for a while. When she comes out of the coma, she has no idea who she is. But they just like flash back to her life before and her life now as a better person.
People that know her are like, people who are you?
Exactly.
Samantha Who.
Like, you're not who you were. You're totally, like, her mom is played by Jean Smart. It's a really funny show. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. It's cute. And then, of course, the movie The Sweetest Thing is just like, chef's kiss perfect.
Yeah.
So good. I love her in that.
She was also in Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
That's right. Where she plays a teenager who pulls one over. That's a good one. Yeah.
That was in 1991. And
Anchorman.
Yeah. The Legend of Ron Burgundy. What was her character's name? Veronica Corningstone.
Oh my God, what a great name. This is Veronica Corningstone. I love it. That's awesome. Yeah, she's very funny.
Yeah.
Very, very funny.
She's a well-rounded actress, for sure.
I didn't realize she had done Sweet Charity on Broadway. It's a little known show. It's not a very popular show, but it's like got a lot of Bob Fosse dance in it, and it's got some snippy, snappy songs. It's cute.
For all you Twilight fans out there, I know that Pam and Sarah are just crazy about Twilight.
Yeah. Question mark?
Billy Burke is 58 years old today. He played Charlie Swan. He played Bella's dad.
Oh.
Amy Grant is 64 years old today.
Oh. Isn't she married to Vince Gill? I think she might be. She was married to someone before, and then she met Vince Gill, and then things happened, and now they're married.
Amy has sold over 30 million albums worldwide. She's won 6 Grammys and 22 Gospel Music Association Dove Awards.
She did the thing where she was like a gospel singer and then somehow crossed over into like soft rock.
Yeah, she was dubbed the Queen of Christian Pop.
Yeah, she married Vince Gill in 2000 after her 1999 divorce from her husband, Gary Chapman.
All right, then.
It was a little like, what happened there kind of situation, I think.
Are they still married?
Is she and Vince Gill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Larroquette is 77 years old today.
We just started rewatching Night Court.
Oh, Night Court is so good.
He's so good.
Yeah, he won 4 consecutive primetime Emmys for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series for his work on Night Court.
He is so good.
Which the original airing was 84 to 92, and now they did a remake of it.
Oh, they have?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did not know that either.
So he's in that as well. He was also in the John Larroquette show, and he played the part of John Larroquette in that show. Yeah,
that's weird.
I did my research, Pam. I did some research.
He has a great voice for like to be somebody who's like sort of snooty, and like a wealthy business owner snooty sounding voice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's totally that guy.
It's just, but his even like his persona is for sure, but his voice is just like.
Yep.
He provided the narration for the opening of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, that's, isn't that cool?
I want to hear it now.
I know. Have either of you seen that movie?
No.
Yeah, but I think, again, bits and pieces.
Yeah. It's not for everyone.
No. It's not for me.
That came out in 74. Yeah, I like Pam. I'm going to have to revisit that. And
yeah.
I
had no idea that was John Larroquette.
Listen to the beginning. I could do that. Yeah. I can't watch that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
do you
yeah.
not like horror movies?
I have a hard time. I really do.
I used to love them. Now I want nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Changes in our lives change what we like, I think, when
they
it
sure
comes
do.
To entertainment.
And closing out FPBs for November the 25th is the one and only Ben Stein.
Ah, oh, treasure.
Who is 80 years old today. We remember him from Win Ben Stein's Money. With host Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Just talked about him recently.
Yeah.
Ben began his career as a speechwriter for Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford.
He's like a political guy.
Yeah. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Those are your FPBs for November the 25th. Locally owned and locally focused, Lydia Media celebrates the heart of the greater Lewiston-Auburn area through 2 magazines, Uncle Andy's Digest and LA Metro Magazine, and the new Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast. Each production shines a positive light on local businesses, nonprofits, events, and individuals making a difference in our community. Keep your advertising dollars local. Position your business in front of your target audience with Lydia Media. Learn more at LydiaMediaLLC.com. Sarah, I understand you made a purchase over the weekend.
So it's in the cart. I need to make sure that I have to do some checking. So I am on the verge of a Black Friday deal on something called an ice pod. Have you heard of this,
no.
Pam? So,
Oh boy.
So my significant other has blood pressure issues, so I just need to make sure that he can actually go in the tank. But it's basically an inflatable individual pod that you fill with icy cold water. And
you're gonna pay for something like this?
And you and you submerge in it. And it is supposed to help with your sore muscles. Because Mark is telling me that I should just stop working out, which is not a solution to my sore muscle problem. Like, I need a different solution.
Not that you should stop working out.
I shouldn't work out
that
so
you should
hard.
Take it easy on yourself.
I have heard that this is good for your body.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thought of doing it makes me cringe.
Yeah. Well, a lot of research has shown that it's actually good for your nervous system in addition to your muscular system, because there's something that happens between your brain and your heart rate that it occurs when you are submerged in cold water. And not you're not like hanging out there like for an hour like you would with a hot tub. You're in it for just a few minutes at a time. But it basically constricts those capillaries and blood vessels. And sort of when you get out, that release sends fresh blood to all of your muscles. And it kind of, you're very focused on your breath during the time that you're in the tank. So it helps lower your heart rate.
Because you can't breathe. You're like,
yeah, you really have to focus. Like, your attention has to be on your body and not elsewhere. And it's supposed to be very, very good for your nervous system. So you've
done your research.
I have done my research, but I've only done my research for me. And now my partner, being somebody who has to take blood pressure medication because he's through the roof when it comes to stuff like that, I just want to make sure that is okay for him.
Right, that it would be
physically
good for him.
Right. Yeah.
Would he Would he do it?
Yeah, he is actually really excited about it, but he left it to me to do the research. Like, it's in your cart, so you do it. I'm like, okay. But this, it's a great Black Friday deal. They're normally a lot of money, and they're actually like half off right now throughout different brands of them. So,
do you know what usually happens to me when I do this?
What?
They sell out before I...
You're saying pull that trigger. Yeah, I got it.
If you have done your research and you want it, I say do it.
Just do it. And if he can't go in it, he can't go in it. It can be my thing, just like so many other things.
So who are you asking for him? Like, are you...
Oh, I'm going to do some Google.
Yeah,
I'm just going to do some Googling. And he actually has a doctor's appointment coming up this week, so I think he's planning on asking
the question.
Yeah.
So it's just like a single person...
Yeah.
Dunk tank. Did you guys do that in science class when you got into a barrel and you tested density?
Oh, really?
Yes, in my science class in middle school, we had volunteers, you know, our volunteers, you had to bring a bathing suit to school, and our volunteers and all of the students that volunteered would get into this tank and displace the water, right? And then we would measure and then do the math to figure out who was more dense. And of course, the more dense you are, the more muscle versus fat that you had. So that was also...
That's like, just terminology you want to use around middle school students.
Yeah, right. One more way to break us all down in gym class. Yeah.
How long do you sit in it?
My friend Sarah sits in hers for about a minute. Mm-hmm. And that's enough time.
Yeah.
Yeah, for your brain to be okay.
It's probably the longest minute. Yes. Ever experienced.
It probably is. Yeah, it probably is. I'm going to take Pam's advice and just pull the trigger right now.
Oh, boy.
Do it up. Wow, we're here for this magical moment, Pam.
You got that on recording, too. I'm taking Pam's advice.
Yeah. Listen, I do take his advice, actually, all the time. Oh, I take his advice all the time.
He was motioning toward me, everyone.
The deal is done. I purchased the ice pod.
Oh, boy, that was quick.
You know what we could do if it doesn't work out? We could just fill it with beer.
Oh, there we go. Perfect.
It's a $150 cooler.
Do we want to see how dense we are?
No.
I'm game.
I don't want to know. Mark is definitely the most dense.
Mark just floats to the...
I'm taking a beating over here this morning.
Does the dense sink or does the dense float?
So it's not about floating or sinking. You just put a specific amount of water in the barrel and then you get in it. And then depending on how much, so you measure like your weight and all those things. And then
you did this in school.
Yes.
At what age?
We were in seventh or eighth.
What were we doing to children?
Yeah, I don't think we can do that anymore.
Oh my God. Climb this rope in front of all of your friends.
With like a mat that's like an inch and a half thick.
Yeah, climb this rope. Oh, I have an idea. Let's pinch all the fat on your body in front of everybody and measure it and tell everyone what your BMI is.
In front of
the whole class. Oh, wait, your spine's crooked? Let's take a look at that in the back of the gym and just let everybody watch. What were we doing?
Go stand under that sign that says freak.
No wonder we're all messed up. It's terrible. What were we thinking?
Yeah, it was... you guys didn't go to Catholic school, did you?
Oh, my gosh,
no. One year?
No.
8 years right here.
Oh, my God.
Did some hard time.
Dude, did. Oh, my gosh.
Not a good scene.
You seem so normal.
Well, that's because I came to my senses.
When you finally found Carlin and you were like, this isn't real?
Yeah.
I went to a Catholic school 1 year. My history teacher had an ashtray on his desk.
Yeah, that was the thing back
then.
An ashtray
in his desk?
Yeah. He wouldn't smoke during class, but he would smoke like...
Between them.
At lunchtime or after class. Yeah. Yeah. That's how old I am.
Everybody smoked back then. Oh, I remember ashtrays at Burger King.
Oh, yeah. In the mall.
Yeah, I do remember that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember
I don't remember like bringing home clothes that smelled because my dad smoked in the house. But can you imagine now going to the mall and purchasing clothes and bringing them home and they already smell like cigarette smoke because people smoke in the mall? And then the smoking and non-smoking sections in restaurants were right next to each other.
And airplanes,
too. That's not a real thing either.
Oh, my God. And they still have the no smoking light in the airplane.
What is wrong with those people?
That's just custom now.
I'm wondering, Pam, if we want to do a Tasting Tales, because...
Yeah, we're not here on Thanksgiving.
No, we're not.
Want to do some drinking?
Sure.
Wait. Twist my arm. Let's do some drinking.
All right. We're going to... we'll be back with Tasting Tales coming up in just a bit.
What are we drinking? Ooh.
Cider.
The juice. I like it.
The juice.
The juice.
So we have a special Monday morning edition of Rupert's Beverage and Redemption Tasting Tales. That is the only reason Sarah comes to work. So Tasting Tales is our segment where Rupert's Beverage and Redemption supplies us with a delicious beverage to sample during the podcast. I think we had a great idea last week. Is that go out and get whatever we're drinking and then play the podcast and drink it with us.
Yeah.
Right?
And then tell us what you're thinking.
I love that.
I love it.
Yeah, share your thoughts.
Oh, boy.
Freedom's Edge Cider, the juice, 6.8% ABV.
Ooh. Here it is, the juice.
6.8%?
She always gets so excited about the ABV.
What?
So, okay, there's the original, but we have the juice.
Yeah. This is an unfiltered style.
So okay.
Is it going to be a little cloudy, you think?
I don't know. I'm going to maybe...
Give it a little, not a shimmy shake,
yeah,
but I don't know.
I don't think it's sparkly, but...
Fresh apple honeycomb and a slight vegetal note on the nose and finish.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Pam, you know it all.
I was going to say, be careful with that word.
Vegetal. Ooh.
It is a little sparkly.
It's a little cloudy. Yeah, she's pretty. Ooh, the crispy finish at the end was nice. Oh, it smells like when I was a kid, there was a guy who had a pig farm up the road. Let me finish.
Please do.
And he also had a bunch of apple trees, and he would let the apples fall on the ground, and then he would go and collect them, and then he would make cider from a cider press in his driveway, and he would give it to us, and it was unfiltered cider, and it would ferment really, really quickly because it was
giving it to the kids in the neighborhood.
He would give it to my parents,
oh, okay,
who would then put it in the refrigerator, and us kids would drink it. But it would had like this snappy like feel to the back of it, and I get that smell from this, the pig farm apple cider. Cheers.
You know what I like?
What?
It's not super sweet.
It's not super sweet. It's nice and dry.
It is dry and smooth.
This is once again Thanksgiving morning.
Yep.
When
I can
you
see
don't
this.
Have to go anywhere. And
yep,
you're starting to cook and clean and get things ready for a company to come over or head somewhere.
Guys, it turns out that there's a lot of great breakfast beverages that have alcohol in them.
Pretty much anything in Sarah's alcohol cabinet.
We don't have a problem.
They have me. They have my number over there at Rupert's. They keep bringing
speed dial.
Keep bringing the good stuff.
Sarah, do you want to read their description here?
Oh, sure.
On the website?
Our interpretation of a modern American unfiltered style, local dessert fruit fermented clean and dry and then back sweetened with our own cryo-concentrated cider. The age-old process of concentrating sugar and acid via freezing and thawing of juice is commonly used in the production of ice ciders and ice wines. Fresh apple, honeycomb, and a slight vegetal note on the nose and finish.
I don't quite get the vegetal note.
Vegetal.
Because they're saying like vegetables, right?
Like carrots?
I would think so, yeah.
So like I usually when they're saying like pulls vegetable, I envision like green pepper or something like that. And I'm
getting like a spicy arugula. I don't know if that's just me.
I get the fresh apple and the honeycomb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's solid. It's very good.
Yeah, I like that. I might go get some of this for Thursday morning.
Yeah, this
you
want to
pick a couple up for me? I'll trade you.
You know what would be good too is like I wonder adding some of this to the Woodbridge sangria I made
sangria
with like a cinnamon stick.
Oh my gosh, yes!
And a
little couple orange slices,
mm-hmm,
maybe some palm.
Yes.
Hmm.
And it's gluten-free.
They've got a lot of things over there at Freedom's Edge, huh?
Cranberry Cosmo.
Yeah.
Cider cocktail.
That's what we just picked up.
Oh,
she
yeah?
loves it.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
There's one called Pick Your Own that looks interesting. It's got maple sundae to mid-June strawberry picking. This cider captures Maine spring extremes. Knocks whole strawberries and subtle compliments to maple syrup. Wow, that sounds delicious. I hope they have these over at Rupert's.
If they don't, they can order it.
That's right. They're so good about that.
The blueberry daiquiri sounds interesting. Cider and blueberries with a hint of vanilla.
Mm-hmm. And then they have a raspberry and lime Ricky, too. Hello.
And they have a cider called Sweet Mullet.
Which
I'm reading the description, it was born from a typo.
Oh.
It was supposed to be mulled.
Mulled.
But they put a T instead of a D.
Perfect. Sweet I love mullets. Those happy mistakes.
Yes. I do, too.
It's a great name.
That's so funny. Business in the front.
Party in the back.
Party in the back.
So the juice is a winner.
Yep.
I like it.
I'm all about it. I'm going to have to pick some of this up.
Yeah.
I did not realize that Freedom's Edge had such a variety of ciders.
I
don't
either. Which Rupert's do you usually go to, Mark?
Main Street.
In Lewiston.
And where do you usually go?
I'm kind of all over. Mostly, I would say Minot Ave.
So that's where I usually go. Mm-hmm. And most recently, I went into the one on Sabata Street because that's where my chiropractor is. And I had an appointment over there and I popped in. And that place is crazy great.
Yeah, they're all great. You know what? I still haven't been into the Lisbon Street one, and they totally remodeled that.
That's what I was just going to say to you. That's where I went on Saturday, and it is amazing. Like, everything is so well organized. Like, you can find things really, really quickly in there, which is a little bit of a problem. But the gals working were so friendly and helpful as well.
Find things that you didn't know you needed?
Yeah, that too.
The one on Minot Ave because I think I've mentioned this before, the Tito's Yellow Lab that they have right at the front.
Oh, yeah, you did mention that.
Obsessed with that.
It's cute. You're going to find that in the back of the camp's truck one day. What? I don't know how this got here.
And all of these ciders have a pretty healthy ABV.
They do.
I think the lowest I'm seeing here is a 5.8.
Five something, yeah. Yep.
And the highest is
7.4.
7.4 for Cherry Bomb.
Cherry Bomb.
I do love a Cherry Bomb. So this Freedom's Edge is also something you can find on tap, yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe Burnt Ends has it on
tap.
They
do.
Oh, okay.
And Max Grill, I believe, has it on tap.
Pam, I can't help but notice you have a new phone.
Yes.
Finally.
You were here when I showed Mark. I'm like, look how pretty.
It's so pretty.
It's not smashed or broken.
Oh, yay. Yep.
And, you know, it's so easy.
They made it easy for you.
You just put the phones next to each other and everything crosses. It's amazing.
Oh,
technology is crazy.
It is pretty crazy.
Like all my passwords, like everything.
They just talked to each other.
It was seamless.
That's awesome.
That's the thing I'm most paranoid about. I'm like, how many passwords have I just said, remember for me?
Yeah.
And now I have no idea what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to go forget password. And then you enter, enter what you think it might be. And they're like, nope. And then you're like, forgot my password. And then you enter a new password. They're like, you can't use one you used before. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
It's a whole thing. But I didn't have to do any of that.
So Nick went from an Android that was like 10 or 12 years old.
What?
Yep. To a new iPhone just recently, like last month, and it couldn't do that.
No,
it couldn't talk to the new iPhone. It was like, what even are you? Are you even? Do you even phone? Like, what are you?
Was it a flip phone? Did it have a leather case?
No.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I'm at the age a lot for a lot of things. Like, I need glasses now. I'm at the age where I was like, I'm not getting a new phone until this one like is inoperable. And then I think very shortly after I made that statement is when I lost my phone.
No. Nuts.
Yep, and I was forced to get a new one.
Winter is on the way, and if you're looking to get your vehicle, home, or health ready for all that Mother Nature has to offer, look no further than Uncle Andy's Digest. You'll find plenty of local businesses that take pride in providing great service at affordable prices. Holiday gift ideas? Yep. We have that too. It's all in the November issue of Uncle Andy's Digest, along with jokes, funny stories, shout-outs, an events calendar, and a whole lot more. Uncle Andy's Digest, your guide to, just about anything. Visit uncleandys.com. All right, let's round it out with some three random questions over here, shall we?
Is that what you were looking for?
As we say on the show, 3RQ. Sarah.
Yes.
When was the last time you laughed so hard that you cried?
It was probably at an Instagram reel. I know. Sometimes you watch those Instagram reels and you just see something that it hits you, and because they're on loop, it just keeps doing it. And I'm sure that there was some. I remember distinctly lying in bed, like laughing so hard, tears were coming down my face. And when Nick came in, he was like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "No." And I sent it to him, but I can't remember what it was.
Friday, I laughed pretty hard. I made a funny that got me laughing pretty hard.
You cracked yourself up?
Yeah. Johnny Ada came over again, started talking to Kevin and I, and he was like, "Oh, I just knew I recognized you. I listened to the podcast when the Great Falls Comedy Club was on," and he's like, "Thought my name was Lydia, but it's Pam," and whatever. And so he's like, "I saw you online," and we kind of made a joke about it. I don't know how it led into this, but Kevin said something about OnlyFans.
Oh, boy.
And then, so I was like, "Wait, you mean you saw me like this?" And then I just turned around, and they were like, and I laughed pretty hard. I just made a comedian laugh.
That's the best, when you can make a comedian. When was the last time you laughed?
Mine is whenever Sherry and I watch Riff Tracks.
Oh, watch
what? It's Riff Tracks.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, so they take all the bad movies I watch, that's why. So they watch these movies, and then there's three guys, and usually, and sometimes two women, that just rip on the movies and make fun of them throughout. And some of the stuff they come up with is hilarious, to the point where, like, we pause it because we're laughing
because
so hard.
Because you're laughing so hard.
Yeah. So it's good stuff. I'd recommend it to anyone.
Laughing with somebody else at something, too, is just the greatest feeling.
It's best when it's really not that funny, but then you get each other laughing so hard that you're like, why are we even laughing? And then you just keep laughing, and it's the deep belly laugh, and it hurts. And
like when somebody is actually hurt.
like maybe on a 5K.
Did that really happen?
Yeah.
Oh, here's another Nick story.
So we ran the Triple Crown, not this year because he refused, but last year, and the last race of the year, which is at the end of August, we were coming out of the start gate. You know, it's right next to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
And across from the Rollerdrome or whatever that is. And there were a lot of potholes. And he was not paying attention. And he looked over at me and he was making a joke to another runner because there was a fireman walking with donuts. And he was like, going to make a joke about it. And he tripped and twisted his ankle in a pothole.
Oh.
At this, like 20 feet out of the start gate, and had to run the rest of the 5K on a twisted ankle.
He ran it still?
He ran it for a bit. And then he walked the rest of it, and I left him behind. He told me to.
He didn't mean it.
He
wanted to see if you would.
He told me
to. It was a test,
It was
Sarah.
A test, and you failed miserably.
He told me to, so I did. And then, but then, when I finished, I ran back, and I walked the rest of the race with him. I mean,
Well, that was nice.
I tried.
Did he need ice?
He really messed up his ankle.
It's been good to have that ice pod.
I know, right? Yeah. Yeah. He messed it up real good. Like he was worried, and that the reason that he wouldn't run it this year is because he was afraid that would happen again and he wouldn't be able to skate. Because he couldn't skate at the start of the season last year. And he was real bummed about it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got your question? You want me to go?
Well, I got it.
Go.
What's the best way to waste time?
Oh, Instagram reels.
That's easy for Sarah.
Actually, playing my ukulele. That's how I like to waste time. Like
is
I lose
that wasting time?
I don't know. I mean, it's not productive in any way. It doesn't serve any
purpose.
But you're
learning a skill.
Yeah.
I guess.
It must help your brain function.
Yeah, it calms me down quite a lot. I really enjoy it. And it's more fun for me when no one else is around because then I'm not bothering anybody.
Wow.
Sometimes if I play when Nick is around afterwards, he'll go.
You're like, I'm not looking for that.
I was like, okay, but I mean, I didn't play any of the right chords. I appreciate it,
though. I bet he'd clap louder if you didn't leave him to die at the beginning of a 5K.
He might love me more. maybe.
Mine is just playing stupid games on an iPad.
Oh, yeah.
Like if I'm waiting
that's fun, though.
For somebody to get ready yeah. or we have 10 minutes to kill or whatever, okay. I just play a dumb game on the iPad.
Same. Dumb games, but I play one stupid game and it's almost embarrassing. I still play Candy Crush when my brain it just won't stop.
That's a good way to turn it off. Yeah. I've never played Candy Crush.
No?
No. Nope.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's what I do because it's the only thing that
turns it down,
shuts it off. Mm-hmm. So
think about something else. Yeah.
If I'm feeling smart, I'll play chess and then it usually doesn't work out for me.
No.
So I'll play like a stupid like Tetris block game. Or
oh,
something.
I love Tetris.
Yeah,
I could do that all day. You guys ready for my question?
Let's do it.
What's the weirdest food combination you enjoy?
Raisins and ice cream.
Oh, I like that. That's or not weird.
Raisins and just about anything.
You like raisins.
I enjoy the raisins.
Just raisins.
Some
a
people
lot
would
of people
say, yeah.
don't like raisins.
I don't mind raisins.
And I know that because I've offered them on occasion. And they're like, don't
no,
get that out of my
raisins.
Face.
Raisins? Yeah. No, I'm all right with raisins. Yeah.
Raisins and ice cream is good.
Yeah, I like the way the texture that they take on when they're in ice cream. Frozen raisins are like neat on your teeth. They feel cool.
Yep.
Yeah. How about you, Pam?
The weirdest combination I've eaten, I wouldn't say it's something I continue to eat. Pickles and peanut butter.
Oh, interesting.
I had a pickle and peanut butter sandwich. Yep.
Okay.
I've never heard of such a thing.
What?
No.
Never.
No? Salt and pickles and sweet peanut butter.
What?
Mine is also peanut butter.
Not with pickles.
But not with pickles. It is with scrambled eggs. I love it.
Never had that.
Scrambled eggs with peanut butter. Make it into an omelet. I'm a happy camper. Fill those eggs up with
peanut
butter.
Never tried that either.
So good. Wow. My mom used to feed me that when I was a kid.
I feel like those textures, like, pickles and peanut butter, you got the snappy crunch of the pickle and then the smooth peanut butter, but eggs and peanut butter are both kind of squishy.
Yeah. So like, the peanut butter melts and becomes very
like
liquidy and you get like peanut butter sauce on your eggs. Oh, I'm going to go home and make that for breakfast.
That is, eggs and peanut butter. I almost think that's more weird than pickles and peanut butter.
Maybe.
That's pretty weird.
I love it.
All right.
Orange juice and eggs also she used to
listeners should weigh in. What is the weirdest? Mark, Pam, or Sarah's?
Yeah, I think we know.
I think we
Mark's,
do.
Definitely Mark's.
Pickles and peanut butter.
Thanks to our sponsors, Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and United Piping. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll catch you tomorrow when our guest will be Tisha Bremner from Insightful Workplace Solutions.